Social media went crazy yesterday after a West Australian company announced it was going to launch more than 100 hot chip vending machines in every state of Australia by the end of the year. The message was that these machines were a first for the country and they were going to mean great things for WA potato farmers who would supply them exclusively. But they're far from the first. There was at least one vending machine selling hot chips in Robe about 30 years ago. Called Mr. French Fry, the machine is still operational, sitting in a shed out the back of a surf shop owned by Sam Woolston.
I'm pretty sure you just get like a bag of pre-cut chips and they'd go in a dispenser, then it'd drop them into the hot oil, which would cook them, and then they'd slide down and drop into your cup. I'm not sure if there's money left in there. No, it looks empty. Yeah, it's even got the manual and everything. Firstly, place cup and retain it, rear dispenser, then insert 3x20-cent coins.
60 cents for a bucket of chips. I think it is a bit old.
60 seconds for your chips. That's pretty good.
Well, we've heard in Western Australia they're trying to get the time down to 2 minutes. So this is just way ahead of its time.
Oh, way, way, way ahead of its time. Might be from the future.
At 34, Sam is too young to remember Mr. French Fry in its glory days. But anyway, he's only storing it for his older brother, Lee, who was captivated by the huge orange machine back in the early 80s.
I saw it there as a kid and I always just saw this huge towering machine that automatically cooked chips for me. It was in the shop. It's a delicatessen, so it sold fish and chips as well as other goods. And it had the chip machine there as well.
And how were they?
They were good. And the original paper cups that come with, they had even a little packet of salt underneath the cup.
Yeah, I read that on the instruction manual that you did. Yeah. You got salt connected to your cup.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else does that.
What's the story behind how you got your hands on this?
One day at a friend's mum's house, I saw it in her shed. I thought, wow, there's that chip machine. It didn't seem as amazing as it used to because it seemed a bit smaller than it was when I was a lad, but I still wanted to buy it, and it was $50, so I thought, why not? When my dad owned the surf shop, he certainly wasn't interested in having it out the front selling hot chips and taking them back into the surf shop, so it's just sat in the shed collecting dust.
Well, Dad and Lee have moved on and Sam is in charge of the surf shop now. And he's been itching to get Mr. French Fry back in action. He just needs to convince his older brother.
I've always asked him that I was going to put it out in front of the shop, but he said he'd kill me if I did. Yeah, he's a bit of a hoarder, wants to keep it as an antique, I reckon.
So Mr. French Fry was way ahead of his time, but the big question is, if he didn't take off back then, will Australians embrace the hot chip vending machines 30 years on? Sam, for one, thinks people will love it.
Yeah, I reckon they would. Like, because in Robe over summer, it's like a 2-hour wait for food. So if you've got a vending machine, you just bang, straight food straight up.
Should we go and find out what people think?
For sure.
Oh my lordy. No, I don't like the idea. I think we're all meant to be eating healthy. And if we put hot vending machines, it's for the young children, but then that's where obesity comes into it. So I don't think we really need it.
My name's Sebastian and I'm 11 years old. I think it's actually a pretty good idea. I think it's easier for people because they don't have to wait for people and they can get it whenever they like.
You obviously get fish and chips from around here. You don't like talking to the people in the shop?
It's all right, but it's better that you don't have to wait. You can just get your chips and do what you want.
How much do you think you'd pay for a bucket of hot chips?
A bucket of hot chips? $8 maybe?
What about Dad? How does Dad feel about the idea of hot chips from a vending machine?
No, to be honest, I'm not too keen on the idea. I don't think it's such a healthy option for people just to walk along and be able to get such easy access to hot chips. I think if we had vending machines for more healthy options, that would be a far better idea in my eyes.
Do you think as a society they're going to take this up, that they'll be embraced?
Unfortunately, I think they probably will embrace it, and that's my problem with it.
James, 22. I think it's pretty good. Yeah, maybe walking home at midnight, let me get a few, be good.
John Davidson from Robe. Oh, no way, not in the world. No, we're Aussies. We have fish and chips on the beach. We get them from fish and chip shops.
Tom, and I'm 19. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked on the idea, really. I'd definitely pay for them.
What is the attraction for you?
Just quick food on the street when you're starving when it's freezing cold.
Barry Late, Broadford, Victoria. How do you know if they're fresh or not? I mean,
well, you don't. That's the thing. It's a vending machine. No one's around.
No.
No way.
What is your resistance?
In case it come out cold or they don't taste fresh. It's as simple as that. Find someone else tries it first and says it's okay, I'll give it a go. But no, I'm not going to be the first to put my coins in.